ballot where you have statewide candidates that the commission has jurisdiction over, no one gets on the ballot without four votes, right?
That's correct.
At the end of the day, we'll go back and forth, and maybe, you know, maybe there's not enough votes on the commission to reverse, to put someone on the ballot or to take someone off the ballot because the commission deadlocks. But at the end of the day, no one gets on the ballot. You have to have four votes, because the last motion that we make in that part of our meeting is to put people on the ballot. So no one gets on without four votes. And so if we had a situation where there was this concern that someone should have been on the ballot and wasn't on the ballot, possible that three commissioners could say, we're not voting, we're just not going to vote for all of them, because we're, you know, and so there's that way of this point is that the staff recommendation is not the default. The default is really, there's no default. It's up to the commission to positively vote to put people on the ballot, right?
That's correct. And, you know, I can kind of bring it back to...